Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the District 1 Radio Spotlighting Top Toastmasters. And tonight, that would be me. I'm your host for tonight's program, past District Governor, Distinguished Toastmaster, Roger Cota. I'm one of the co-chairs for the upcoming District 1 Fall Conference, which takes place on November 21st at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Long Beach. I'm here to tell you about some of the highlights of this conference and talk about the benefits of attending the district conference. Now, our theme for this conference is The Leader Within, Changing Lives, Changing the World. We felt that this reflects the principles and the values of Toastmasters International, and it demonstrates the impact that Toastmasters has worldwide. Along with our other conference co-chairs, Advanced Communicator Bronze, Competent Leader Michelle Darlington, and Advanced Communicator Gold, Competent Leader Brad Stauffer, we've been working with District 1 Program Quality Director, Distinguished Toastmaster Jessica Allen, program that will show you how to bring out the leader within you with an educational and entertaining day. But first, let me tell you about some of the highlights of this conference. Our keynote speaker for this event is the 2014 World Champion of Public Speaking, Dhananjaya Hetiarachchi. We have the finals of the Evaluation and Humorous Speech Contest. We have the significant and always inspiring Hall of Fame Luncheon. And as if one World Champion of Public Speaking isn't enough, we have as our educational presenter the 1992 World Champion of Public Speaking and accredited speaker, Dana Lamond. So what I want to do is review how the day will go, and so you could see how you'll benefit by attending the District 1 Conference. Now, we'll open with a warm welcoming by our Joyce Howard. We have some pomp and circumstance that takes place, a pledge and opening thought, recognizing the Toastmaster dignitaries in the area, like, well, me and others. And then we get right down to business by going straight into the business meeting. No, don't hang up. Don't switch to your Facebook page, please. Seriously, hear me out. The business meeting is very important. It's especially important for the club presidents and vice presidents of education to attend the business meeting. Now, it's the business meeting that is one of the main reasons Toastmasters International wants districts to have a conference. What you'll do is learn about the workings of the district. You'll be able to see how each division is progressing through the year and how the areas are progressing. You'll get an understanding of the budget to see how money is being spent within the district to help our various clubs and members to vote on district issues and approve appointed officers. And TI feels that the business meeting is so important, it's free. There's no charge for presidents and vice presidents of education to attend the business meeting in the morning. Now, club presidents and vice presidents, be sure to get there early and register at the credentials desk because we need a quorum in order to be able to vote on any issues. And a quorum is made up of at least one-third of club presidents, vice presidents, or proxies. Now, if the president or vice president cannot attend the business meeting, you can send somebody in your place from your club to represent you. Now, we realize the business meeting is of a low entertainment value, but it does give a chance for our district leaders to demonstrate their leader within. But we do it first so we can get it out of the way. Then we move right into the big part of our program, our keynote speaker. As I mentioned, our keynote speaker is Dhananjaya Hetiarachchi. He is the 2014 World Champion of Public Speaking He won. He has told us that his keynote address will be titled, Bring Out the Champ in You. And what he'll cover is he's going to talk about five self-leadership lessons that helped him reach the pinnacle of his journey to become the world champion of public speaking. He's going to give some insights and perspectives on change, development, envisioning, mentoring, all these factors which he felt gave him a real advantage in this competition. And he's going to share some personal examples to provide an understanding on how to reach and continuously sustain our peak performance. Believe me, you don't want to miss his presentation. He's a very dynamic speaker, and we have a lot to learn from his presentation. Now, when he's completed, we have the evaluation contest finals. Now, contests are a key way that we learn from our fellow Toastmasters. We acknowledge the importance of the effective evaluation. And as we say in the contest, we learn by watching and listening to the best from the district. After all that excitement, you might be saying, I'm feeling kind of hungry. Well, good thing, because the next event on the agenda would be the Hall of Fame luncheon. Now, three things take place at the luncheon: eating, recognition, and ceremony. The district will recognize the accomplishments of our members and clubs at this event. And every year we have a special recognition that we give to a person who is not a Toastmaster, who's been very active in the community. It's called the Communication and Leadership Award. And this year it's going to be presented to longtime Los Angeles TV news broadcaster, who's now with KTLA Channel 5, Rick Chambers. You're going to hear about Rick's work outside of the studio, how he helps people in the community with his various tasks. Now, during this part of the program, you can keep eating, but keep it down. Also at the Hall of Fame luncheon, we will recognize those members who have earned their educational awards. So if you've earned a CC or a CL, an AC or an AL, you will get a chance to stand and be recognized. And then you can sit down and keep eating. We will also have a special presentation in which we are going to award the area, division, and club winners of the Amazing P-Race competition. I'm sure you've seen a lot of this going on emails, at area events and such. And so what we're going to be doing is presenting those who have won during this first half of the program here with the DCP race. But the highlight of the Hall of Fame luncheon is going to be recognizing and honoring our new distinguished Toastmasters. And this year we have a new special distinguished Toastmaster ceremony that we think you're going to find to be very meaningful. At this point of the luncheon, please stop eating. We want your full attention on our new DTMs, some of which are getting, in some cases, a second, third, or believe it or not, a fourth Distinguished Toastmaster designation. After the ceremony, you can finish your dessert. Point you may be thinking, hey, well, boy, after all that and the lunch, I could use a nap. Here's something that will really wake you up. It's our educational presentation. And as I mentioned, Dana Lamon is going to be our educational presenter. Dana is the 1992 World Champion of Public Speaking, and he's an accredited speaker. His speech is titled, E is for Excellence. It's how the leader within is drawn out through excellence. And he's a very dynamic speaker. He's been here at the conference, at other events in the district many times. We can learn a lot from what he has to share with us. Now, with everyone rejuvenated after Dana Lamon's speech, we'll have the humorous speech contest finals. This is always a very entertaining contest with the best from each division, showing us how to use humor in our speeches. It will be an event that we think will really be an LOL event that you DWM. I'm not sure that's a real text thing. I might make that up. DWM, don't want to miss. Yeah, I don't think that's really a text thing. So now, as you can see, this is a very complete day, filled with opportunities to learn, to be inspired, to network with other Toastmasters and learn about what's going on in these other clubs, and to bring out the leader within you. Now, the full-day price for this conference is $75, and I'm sure you see the value you'll be receiving by attending for the full-day conference. Now, for some reason, you can't attend for a full day. You could attend for just the morning session, which includes the business meeting, Dan and Jay Hediarachi, and the evaluation contest, or you could attend just the afternoon session, which would include Dana Lamont and the humorous speech contest final. The price for a half-day session is $45, but keep in mind that does not include the Hall of Fame luncheon, so be sure to have a snack after or before if you're coming for a half day. These prices are good until November 13th, when the full-day price will go up to $85, and the half-day price goes up. We will have links set up this week on our District 1 website, which is tmdistrict1.org. You'll have a lot more information than what I've shared with you this evening, and it'll give you a chance to pay online. So be watching for that. Pay in advance so you make sure that you get that $75 full-day rate. Oh, and speaking of the leader within, we still have plenty of openings for members who are interested in being in the team conference and helping us put on this program. It takes a lot of folks to get this thing done right and efficiently. We have opportunity drawing people that would be doing the raffle. You could be selling raffle tickets, helping set up and organize prizes and such. We have a lot of need for help in hospitality. You'll be directing the other members to make sure they make it to the right spot at the right time and be there to help and assist as needed. We have our logistics team, which is the Sergeant at Arms in the past. You'll be helping with all of the workings on stage, during contests, and to help the other speakers. And there are other roles available, decoration and other areas that we can use your help. You can contact us, the co-chairs of this conference, through the District 1 website if you're interested in being a part of this team. Now, we have some future broadcasts with District 1 Radio spotlighting Top Toastmasters. On October 18th, Dana Lamont and I will be talking. We'll get to hear a little more about what his speech presentation will be about and be able to hear a little more about Dana Lamont himself. And then on November 8th, Dananjaya Hediarachi and I will be talking, and we'll get to, again, hear a little more about his speech presentation and a little more about Dananjaya. We want the leader within you and you to be at the District 1. It's Saturday, November 21st. It'll be at the Hyatt Regency in Long Beach. I'm sure you see the value that you're going to get by attending this conference educationally and making new friends among the other your Toastmaster friends. We look forward to seeing you at that conference, and we look forward to your help if you want to get involved. I hope you make plans to be with us on November 21st at the Hyatt Regency in Long Beach for the District 1 Fall Conference. This is Roger Cota. Have a pleasant evening. I'll see you in future broadcasts. Thanks a lot.